What Women Must Know with Sheryl Selman, Mondays at 2 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone, to What Women Must Know, a show about holistic perspectives and solutions for women's health matters. I'm your host, Dr. Sheryl Selman, and it's great having you with us again today. I'm a naturopathic doctor. I am the author of several books on women's natural hormone solutions. I also have a second radio show, so everything keeps me really busy, as well as my own clinical practice specializing in natural solutions for women's hormonal challenges. And as always, this is a great opportunity to share with you the latest information and thinking, you know, paradigms that have really issues and subjects that women must know. So here we are once again. I just would like to say hi to everyone. I've actually been gone for a month. You may not have known that, but I was down under. If anyone is listening from Australia, New Zealand, I say my good days to you. I had a wonderful trip. It was a lecture tour. I was fortunate in being able to travel in many parts of Australia. I was presenting a program called Turning Back the Clock, How to Rejuvenate and Regenerate Your Hormones and Your Body, and really how to get younger and healthier as we get older. A really hot topic. And it was a wonderful trip, as always. I have lived in Australia for many years, actually 18 years to be exact. My book, Hormone Heresy, was written there and was a bestseller down under. And it's just always such a delight to go back, and it does feel like home. So I have two homes. I'm here in the States, and have a home also in Australia. At least my heart is in both places. So anyway, I am back, just landed a day ago, so getting my feet back on the ground, or getting adjusted to up and above from being down under. And it's just great having a chance to be with you today. I want to remind everyone that I have a really, really informative website called whatwomenmustknow.com, and I certainly hope you will go and have a look around there. If you opt in, you'll get several of my special reports. I have lots and lots of free articles and teleclasses and some exciting projects planned for the rest of the year, some wonderful educational programs that will all be free. So do visit, but most of all, opt in so you'll be on my list and will be kept up to date with all the breaking news. And this really is an important website for women especially, because it's really an opportunity for you to get the most truthful and leading edge information regarding your health and your hormones. So I want to get that out of the way, and also to remind you that my second radio show on this network, which is called the Women's Healing Circle, is every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And that is an opportunity to call in with the questions or concerns for your health. I generally have a guest co-host, so it's a great chance to get some insight into what's going on and how to get yourself back to health. And if you don't have any questions, come in and listen anyway, because my guests always have enlightening information to share. And I want to remind you that all of these shows are archived, so you can listen to them whenever it is convenient anywhere in the world. How cool is that? Okay, well, that's all out of the way. I thought during the time we have today, I'd like to share with you a topic I was lecturing about in Australia. It's a topic I've talked about before on the show. It's a topic that I've gotten really quite passionate about, and certainly we need to get some really good advice and solutions for the greatest public health disaster facing this country, and not just this country. It's the public health disaster facing most Western countries and even developing countries. And what I am about is obesity. So we are in the midst, an unprecedented condition that has never existed before on the history of the planet, of our growing girth. And it's not just a problem of vanity. This is a critical, critical health problem. And it's a problem that has so many ramifications for the very survival of our populations as well as our countries, since it is a exploding cost to countries to care for all the people who are in the obese and overweight category. So I want to talk about this issue, but mostly what I want to talk about today is a solution that I have found. It has absolutely transformed my life and the lives of hundreds and hundreds of people that I have personally worked with, but it's a solution that has actually been around for 60, 70 years, and we're just starting to appreciate what was made available to us back in the 1940s. So stay tuned. This is a really important show. It can change your life and change your health. So let's just look at some stats that I found really shocking when I investigated what is happening around the world when it comes to this obesity epidemic. So, first of all, 3/4 of American adults and nearly 24% of American children, adolescents, will be 15. 3/4 of American adults and almost 1/4 of American children will be overweight. By 2030, over 86% of American adults will be overweight or obese. In America, obese people now surpass the number who are overweight. Obese people now surpass the number of people who are overweight. We have some other really scary statistics, and that has to do with our children, because now our children are really suffering, and we are finding chronic conditions such as hardening of the arteries in children under the age of 5. And 50% of obese children will become obese adults. So we are setting up a generation to have this epidemic. In Australia, the statistics are also shocking. In fact, Australia has just surpassed the United States percentage-wise of overweight people. They have 9 million people overweight. It's a higher percentage, just by 1%, than the United States. So Australia now has the honor of being the fattest country in the world. But there are many countries that are not far behind. Some other statistics you may find of interest. One in British children is likely to become obese by 2015. In New Zealand, they found that 1 in 3 adults are overweight. That's 36%, and 1 in 4 were obese. Excess weight has reached epidemic proportions globally, with more than 1.7 billion adults are being overweight or obese worldwide. And the WHO predicts there will be 2.3 billion overweight adults in the world by 2015, and more than 700 million of them will be obese. So we are weighing down the planet. And why is this of concern to us? You know, obviously, when we are dealing with the problem of obesity, we have to be concerned about what's really going on with our health. And what we need to understand, that being overweight, being obese, even if it's just 10 pounds overweight, is carrying a ticking time bomb within. It actually is one of the most serious problems that we're facing. You know, a shocking statistic I came across in Australia, and I don't have it for the U.S., but just think of it multiplied many times over. There are 500,000 Australians who are now fitting into the super obese category. So they had to make a new category. And this is also true here. So you need to appreciate that this is happening in the majority. So there used to be a category called morbid obesity, but that no longer fit the category. We have to go bigger. So now we have a category called super obese. Now, that that means that you have a body mass index of 50 or more, and you weigh over 450 pounds or 200 kilos. So right now, there are, in Australia, a country of about 23 million, there are 500,000 Australians, half a million, who are super obese. But in a very short period of time, actually, it is predicted that within the next decade, the ranks of the super obese will double in Australia. There will be 1 million super obese in a country of 23.5 million. And I shudder to think what really is happening here with the super obese category. So when we're dealing with the problem of obesity, what we're really having to address is the consequences to our health, because when we are carrying extra fat, first of all, we need to understand what that means to the very physical self that we're dealing with. So what we now know is that when you are dealing with extra weight, the fat that you carry that makes you overweight or obese, you know, the guys always carry it in the front end. Women, well, we do it all over. We carry it in the abdomen, the hips, the thighs, the butt. We have fat pads around the body. This is the primary source of producing inflammation. See, our fat cells are not just blobs of fat. You know, it's not like blubber that we're just carrying around. We need to understand that our fat cells are actually very active metabolic systems. In fact, our fat is the most active metabolic organ we have, which means it is not just sitting there as blubber. It is producing chemicals, hormones. It has a huge impact on what's happening within our physiology. And in actual fact, what happens when we carry this extra fat is that producing cytokines, inflammatory chemicals. So carrying extra fat in your body is generating an inflammatory condition, and we know that inflammation is the primary cause of chronic illnesses that include diabetes, cardiovascular disease, strokes, blood clots. If you have more weight around your thighs, recent studies have shown you're more at risk of developing Alzheimer's in your life. And if you carry extra weight, you are at greater risk of developing a range of conditions, including breast cancer and colon cancer. 42% of breast cancer and colon cancers are diagnosed among obese individuals. 30% of gallbladder surgeries are related to obesity. 26% of obese people have high blood pressure, and 70% of cardiovascular diseases are related to obesity. And by the way, 80% of type 2 diabetics are obese. So these are serious health conditions. They are the leading cause of death in the Western world. And here we have a condition that is, in fact, driving this problem, the obesity overweight problem. So in addition to that, we have to appreciate that being overweight or obese will impair your circulation. You're more prone to varicose veins. And for every pound of extra weight, extra fat you carry, you are putting 4 to 5 pounds of pressure on your hip joints, your knee joints, feet. So think about it. If you carry 20 extra pounds, that's up to 100 pounds of extra pressure on your joints. And our body was never really designed to be carrying all this extra weight. We're going to wear out our joints. And in fact, that is actually true. We have a big industry going on right now, and that has to do with knee replacements, hip replacements, you know, all of these conditions. Well, at least, you know, a lot of the hip problems are all caused by inflammation. Knee problems are, many of them are caused by inflammation. You're wearing out the joints. Inflammation is part of it. And then just carrying all that weight around will really start to compromise your body's ability to function. So here we are having a huge industry that basically is providing us with, you know, all these surgeries. So we are having to address the consequences of carrying this extra weight around. Now we also have to deal with depression. We have to deal with poor metabolism, thyroid issues. And as we get more and more obese, it is more and more difficult to lose the weight. Our whole system becomes inactive, not non-responsive. Our metabolism is no longer responding to what we can do in terms of our physiological functions. You know, your body, your cells in your body have 100,000 biochemical reactions going on. That's every second in every cell. And part of that function requires healthy hydration. So you have to have cellular hydration. When you are obese, you have a 45% reduction in intracellular hydration. In other words, your fat actually blocks the cells from properly absorbing water. And if you do not have proper hydration yourself, you actually can't function. Those 100,000 biochemical reactions that go on every second can't do the job. So the more obese we get, the less effective our body is functioning physiologically, and therefore the more we put it on. So once we get into that obese category, for most people, they are stuck there. They are prisoners of this condition going on in their bodies. So it's not a pretty picture. You know, we are finding more and more people getting their stomach staple, gastric bypass, all of which have some serious ramifications. They're multi-billion dollar industries, not to mention the weight loss industry, which is absolutely a multi-billion dollar industry. But here's an interesting stat about weight loss. 95% of people who lose weight will gain it back within 5 years for a variety of reasons, you know, just because they can't stick to a healthy diet, can't get some exercise. They may have found that their metabolism slows down by their dieting program, or maybe something else is going on. And that is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what else is going on. Why do epidemic? What's really driving this situation that we have never seen before? Mind you, in the history of the planet, we have never seen such an epidemic of obesity. And of course, it's really worrying when we see our children, even our infants, becoming overweight and obese, because that is setting them up for a lifetime of chronic health problems. So, you know, what's the deal here? And, you know, I have some thoughts on the problem, and I want to share them with you. And then I really want to share the solution that I think is the ultimate solution to the obesity epidemic. So obviously part of the problem has to do with the diet and how in a generation or two we have absolutely trashed the source of nutrition to our cells. You have to remember that your cells rely on food to provide nutrition, so those 100,000 biochemical reactions every second can go on. You need to have the building blocks, the vitamins, the minerals, essential fatty acids, the proteins, everything that comes from real food. So are addiction to a junk food diet, and they are addictions. We literally create opiates in our brain to carbs and to sugar, so we are set up to crave these things. This preponderance of, you know, French fries, potato chips, Krispy Kreme donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, Cinnabons, all the things that we are surrounded by, You walk into any convenience store, you walk into any supermarket, you'd be hard-pressed to find really alive, healthy foods. So we've just been, you know, growing up like this. There's a recent study out of the UK that absolutely was horrifying, but what it said was that mothers who are weaning their children, if they even were weaned, are now putting into blenders French fries and hamburgers and thinking they're giving their kids really healthy food. So these kids have this high sugar, this high salt diet. They're getting sick and overweight. And this, of course, is setting up our children. And these mothers say that, you know, they just don't know. They've been confused by advertising. They think they're doing the right thing, but actually they don't have a clue because they were never taught by their mothers. And in the study or in the article I read, it said that these kids who were brought up in microwave foods and fast foods are now grandmothers, and they never were taught to cook, and they don't even know how to prepare healthy meals. That is how far we have come. We're staring at the demise of a civilization if we don't wake up and do something really quick to start healing the body. And fortunately, our body can heal. So so we have to understand the role of a junk food diet. That's kind of a no-brainer. You cannot create a healthy body with toxic foods that have actually no nutritional value. And then you have to remember that we consume in the United States on the average 175 pounds of sugar a year. 175. Who in the history of the world has ever eaten 175 pounds of sugar and lived to tell about it? This is a toxic food, no value whatsoever to our nutrition, depletes our body, weakens our immune system, sets us up to being obese, to being a diabetic, to, you know, did you know that cancer cells feed on sugar? You have 10 to 16 times more insulin receptors on cancer cells than healthy cells. Sugar is the food for cancer, and it is addictive in our brain. So we get caught up in these cravings, and, you know, we reach for a candy bar or, and by the way, don't think that your diet drinks are any solution, because they're just as bad as setting us up for chronic illnesses, and they are also neurotoxins and immune suppressants, so that is not the way to go. And so, you know, that's become really obvious how we've created a toxic world. Then we actually have to understand that part of our problem is exposure to toxic chemicals. So the chemicals in our environment actually are altering the hormone signaling that's going on. For instance, bisphenol A, which is a chemical found in plastic bottles and dental sealants, the lining of tin cans, in very, very, very low amounts, much lower than what the government considers safe, has been shown to alter the hormones in infants, predisposing them to diabetes. It also predisposes children, infants, to having a greater sensitivity to estrogens, increasing the risk of breast cancer and also early puberty. And other chemicals, there's a flame retardant, PBDE it's called. It's 97% of all Californians now have it in their body because the government, in its attempt to create a healthy solution, actually has created a worse drama. And PBDE is toxic to the thyroid, so it creates thyroid imbalances. And when we have those thyroid imbalances, we're going to slow our metabolism, and so it goes. So we're going to talk a bit more about what's driving this problem, but hang in there, because we're going to talk about the best phenomenal solution for this for this issue that I have ever experienced. So hang in there. We're going to take a break. This is What Women Must Know with Dr. Cheryl Selman. I'll be right back.
This is PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Carol Brier, host of Community Currency on Progressive Radio Network every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Please join us as we connect people, ideas, important information, and discover solutions to some of the most urgent problems facing us every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m., Community Currency on Progressive Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Eric Davis, host of Expanding Mind. Join me and co-host Maja Daou each week as we explore the culture of consciousness, spirituality, neuroscience, media tech, and all manner of wonders and esoterica. Expanding Mind streams every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Progressive Radio Network. Keep your mind open.
This is Mitchell J. Rabin to tell you that we have two new time slots. Every Monday and Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Progressive Radio Network. Join me as I interview and dialogue with the sung and unsung heroes of society, with passion and with commitment. Scientists, healers, filmmakers, musicians, environmentalists, and gurus on Mondays, and a call-in show where you'll be the focus on Wednesdays. Again, Monday and Wednesday at 6 p.m., join Mitchell Rabin as together we create a better world.
Listening to the Progressive Radio Network, your number one source for progressive commentary.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to What Women Must Know. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. Thank you for joining me today. I have been talking about a topic that has become a real passion of mine. I've been lecturing about this in Australia, have been producing programs for people here in the U.S. and abroad. So I obviously will continue the conversation I've been having about the epidemic of obesity. We are in the midst of one of the health crises we have ever found. And it's certainly set to bankrupt most countries, if not our society, because our children are also this epidemic. So before the break, we were talking about some of the things that are driving this problem that really has never existed before in the history of humanity. Think about it. We have never had such a big problem where the, you know, 3/4 of Americans are overweight or obese, heading to 80%. So we talked about the junk food and what that's played, obviously, in the sugar and the toxic chemicals that are hormone disrupting, that alter metabolism, and we all are filled with hundreds and hundreds of chemicals. We also need to appreciate that the more we go through cycles of dieting, fasting, and then eating, it really upsets the metabolism and compromises it. So the more we tend to diet the normal ways, the more we tend to slow our metabolism down, which means we are putting weight on and it's harder to get it off in the future. So those are some of the, you know, the things that I did mention that the children that are infants and children who are obese or overweight are more likely to become overweight adults, so, or obese adults. So the more our children fall into this pattern, the greater the problem will persist. There is another issue that I've been researching and investigating that I think is another piece of this puzzle. It isn't really talked about very much, but it's certainly has been justified from the work that I've done, the investigations I've done, and that's the exposure to EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, especially the kinds of electromagnetic frequencies that we get from our wireless devices. The reason I say that is because there is ongoing research that EMFs actually are altering all the systems in our body, and particularly in our brain when we put our phones up there, which are really powerful. Electromagnetic radiation, the wireless devices that we now use every day for thousands of minutes, and we're exposed to 24/7 from our wireless routers, all the wireless technologies from our computers going into hotspots, you know, the cell phone towers. Everyone lives within at least a half a mile from a cell phone tower. One recent, it was a collaborative report from an Australian neurosurgeon and a researcher out of, a highly respected researcher out of Sweden. The Australian was Dr. Vinny Karana, the neurosurgeon. The Swedish researcher was Dr. Lennart Hardell, and they reviewed numerous studies and found that if you live or exposed less than 500 meters from a cell phone tower, it creates neurodegenerative problems and cancer. So we now have this issue, and in a mere less than 30 years, we have covered 90% of the planet with cell phone towers. And it is well established that the impact from this technology has a direct and devastating and immediate effect on the physiology of our body. So it can compromise the thyroid, can compromise the pituitary, can compromise our pineal gland that produces melatonin. We find that exposure to EMFs will increase our cortisol levels, will increase estrogen, suppress testosterone, suppress progesterone, create more cortisol levels, reduce our neurotransmitters. So depresses serotonin, dopamine. These are your natural brain chemicals that help you feel good and pleasurable. So we really need to understand that our cell phones and our wireless technology in general is having a deleterious effect, particularly on the major control systems of our body. And if we look at another factor, we have to look at stress, because that will compromise every system of our body. So when we talk about the toxic foods, the toxic chemicals, the exposure to EMFs, the impact of stress on our body, what do all these things have in common? What are they impacting? What is the key thing that may tie all of these conditions together that are contributing to this epidemic of obesity? That's the question I ask. And the answer I pose is damage to our hypothalamus. Now, our hypothalamus is this key system. It's a control mechanism. It's the highest control system in our body. It's found in the middle of our brain. And what does the hypothalamus do? Well, amongst other things, it links the nervous system to the endocrine system. So it's a major communication route that has all the feedback mechanisms to a healthy functioning endocrine system. And it also regulates the homeostasis in the body, which means it controls things like blood pressure, water balance, hunger, thirst, moods, sleep, and cravings. The hypothalamus will also control the fat-burning mechanism in the body. So if the hypothalamus is not functioning, then you are no longer able to be burning fat. And thus we have a serious problem, because if our hypothalamus is compromised, we have endocrine disorders, we have all the problems plaguing people, from inability to burn our fat, but also the mood swings, this insistent cravings for foods, for carbs, for sugar. We have sleep imbalances, we have blood pressure, we have cholesterol going up, we have all the things setting ourselves up for chronic illness. So the awareness that our hypothalamus is a major control system that is damaged, that's leading to obesity, was the work of a doctor, an English endocrinologist named Dr. A.T.W. Simmons, and he essentially solved the mystery of obesity. He was a brilliant endocrinologist. He died in the 1970s. In the 1940s, he really began investigating this problem of obesity, which was an anomaly back then. There weren't that many really obese people, but he really became fascinated with this issue and took it upon himself to investigate what was going on. And he spent many, many years looking for the solutions. He ruled out the thyroid. He ruled out the adrenals. He ruled out the pituitary. But what he arrived at was the problem was found within the hypothalamus, this major control system. And he not only found the source of the problem, he then went on to discover the solution. And the solution was the use of a hormone that is made by the human body. It is made in the body under two specific conditions, which I'll get to in a minute, and it is called human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG for short. And he based his work on applying HCG. He was using the hormone through injections, and what he found that HCG stimulates the hypothalamus, which is our fat-burning control system, to get back into that fat-burning mode and release the kind of fat called long-term stored fat that really is the disfiguring, misshapening, toxic fat we've been talking about. It's called long-term stored fat. So there actually are three types of fat in the body. There's a kind of fat called structural fat, and that's the fat that actually shapes our face, you know, creates our bust size, it supports our organs, and cushions our organs, and it's a really important fat which we want to hold on to when we do traditional dieting. The fat that is removed is either structural fat, which is why you look really drawn and flabby and get those skin folds, or you're calling upon your normal fat reserves, which are designed about an inch under your skin, designed to provide you with some short-term energy, or you lose muscle mass, which is the last thing you want to lose in your body. So traditional diets, any kind of diet you're talking about, will ultimately pull from structural fat, normal fat reserves, or muscle mass, because our long-term fat deposits are literally locked away, unavailable for release, unless there are two situations that occur. One of them happens to be pregnancy. So HCG is an indicator of pregnancy, because when we're pregnant, the body starts making high amounts of HCG because it is the imperative of the body to survive, to ensure the survival of the fetus, and that means the long-term stored fat will be available to nourish the mother and the baby, and also under severe starvation conditions. So severe starvation, not dieting or fasting for a day or a week. You have to be in a severe famine condition for the body to start letting go of that long-term stored fat. It is our survival mechanism that the body has developed over eons of time. And because we are no longer in any starvation mode, we don't have any cycles of feasting and famine as our ancestors once did. We just keep eating, and we just keep storing it away, and we just put more and more of this long-term stored fat on. And because it is locked away, there's no amount of dieting that can ever release it. And this is where HCG comes into the picture, because in the presence of HCG in a low caloric diet, so you're in a sense simulating a famine-like condition, just simulating it, the body is able to convert 1,500 to 3,000 calories a day into energy and nutrition. So listen to that. In the presence of HCG, the body is now able to open those doors that have been kept absolutely shut and release the stored fat into 1,500 to 3,000 calories a day of energy and nutrition. That's what fat is designed to do. It's that we should be getting our energy from fat, but we becoming sugar-burning machines, where we have not been able to become fat-burning machines because of all the reasons I talked about previously. So when we are exposed to HCG, when we do this low-caloric diet, then we are finally able to release stored fat reserves. We're stimulating this fat-burning mechanism again. But in the presence of HCG, the body doesn't get flabby. We're not stealing from our structural fat. Actually, as the fat gets burnt up and utilized for energy, the body replaces it with proper hydration, so we get more toned. So the more you lose your fat reserves, the more toned you get. You rebalance your metabolism, you resculpt the body. So now as you're using up these fat reserves, which have been the misshapening fat, you get your waist back. You are losing inches, not just pounds. And, of course, the more you release that fat, the more you're releasing inflammation, the more you are releasing the other thing that long-term stored fat makes, and that is called estrogen. So the fatter we get, the more estrogen our body is producing in men and women, not just women, men as well, which is why breast cancer, colon cancer, even prostate cancer is on the rise in overweight men and women. And, you know, a man over 50 has more estrogen in his body than a woman of the same age. So we need to understand that this is really generating all these hormonal imbalances and hormone-driven conditions and cancers. So what the HCG is able to do is reset the hypothalamus again. And when we reset the hypothalamus again, we're creating the metabolism, as one doctor told me, of a 25-year-old. Now, I was introduced to this about a year and a half ago because I had a real issue. My metabolism was stalled. I went through a really stressful time, and stress will always increase cortisol levels, and cortisol is the fat-storing hormone. So I had all this fat stored around my middle, and I could not get it off. I tried everything. I was eating properly. I was exercising. I was meditating. I was getting proper amount of sleep. I did the lot, and I could not lose all that extra weight that had been put on over this stressful time. So I was frustrated, and like so many women, my metabolism was stalled. There was nothing I could do, and it was really upsetting. And then HCG came into my world. I was skeptical, to say the least, but I thought it's worth a try, especially when I discovered that I did not need to get a doctor's prescription to take injections of HCG, and they're generally self-administered like an insulin-dependent diabetic. But there was another way to do this, and it was with a homeopathic version. So homeopathy, which is a system that's been around for 200 years, is able to create the memory of the hormone. It's not the hormone itself. It's the energy, the frequency, the memory that gets conveyed to the energy system of ourselves. And the body responds as though you were exactly taking the hormone. And I have living proof of that because I was on homeopathic HCG. And I actually, a cycle of using actually two cycles, I lost close to 30 pounds and went down four dress sizes. So I went from a snug-fitting 12 to a size 6 now. And it was an absolute miracle. My body totally transformed. I found that I not only lost the weight, I lost the inches. I remain toned. I didn't need to exercise. Exercise is not required on this program. I had tons of energy. I was not hungry. People who I've assisted, which there are over 400 people that I personally have assisted on this program, have had the most miraculous results. Even obese people have lost up to 80 or even more pounds. And remember how hard it is for obese people to lose weight. And they were toned when they did this, by the way. They didn't just get saggy. They got toned. It works. So the other benefit when you reset your hypothalamus, which is really why I am excited about this program, yes, we all want to look good, we want to feel good, we want to fit into those, you know, skinny jeans, but for me as a naturopath, if I could find a way that could really help reset the hypothalamus, this major control mechanism of the body that controls fat burning and hormones and cravings and sleep and all the systems that drive illness, I'm excited. So I'm excited. HCG is phenomenal. People on this program have stopped their cravings, have been able to get sound sleep. People have healed their thyroid, have been able to reset other systems and functions of the endocrine system. People who are diabetics are no longer diabetics. People who've had chronic pain no longer have chronic pain and fibromyalgia. People's moods improve. I had someone tell me that their dry eye disappeared. This program is absolutely miraculous. But most of all, by resetting your hypothalamus and reestablishing a healthy metabolism, the opportunity long-term for you to have a healthy body and a healthy weight is what's really fabulous, because we will not have the cravings, so we can make healthy choices. We'll have a healthy metabolism. We're back into a fat-burning mode, which is what's giving us the energy and vitality. This is just an incredible program. So that really was an eye-opener, and it's changed my life. It has changed the life of so many people. This has become the biggest thing here in the United States. It's actually been used in Europe since Dr. Simeon's opened his clinic in Rome in the 1940s. It is still occurring in various clinics in Europe. It's been used in clinics in South America. It's been recently rediscovered here in the United States, so you'll see lots and lots of information on HCG springing up all over the place. If done correctly, if you're guided correctly, if you have an effective product, and these are always the things you have to be careful about, you will, without a doubt, transform your body, lose the fat, lose the inches, regain your proper control mechanisms, lose the cravings, improve all the systems of your body. And I mean, that's the miracle of this. That's why I thank Dr. Simeon's every day. By the way, I started this January. I've done a couple of rounds or protocols of it. I have not gained the weight back. I find I just don't have the hunger. I don't have the need to eat. You know, one of the reasons why we're never satisfied is we have a condition called leptin resistance. Leptin is a hormone that controls our appetite center. And when we have leptin resistance, we don't respond to that hormone, so we never feel full. We're always eating. And HCG helps to restore the leptin sensitivity again. So you feel full, and that's what people tell me all the time. They just don't need to eat as much as they did before. So this really, truly is the only solution I have been able to find in all my research that can actually heal this epidemic. No other type of weight loss program can reset the hypothalamus, can reset the metabolism to what we had when we were 25. There's just no other way that I have found that is done in such an easy, simple way. If you do the program, it's a very specific program, extremely precise. The program is provided for you, and I can tell you where you can get this program, at least the one that I've developed. But it is precise. I want you to know there is no room for your own maneuvers on it. If you follow the program and the food, the recommended food, how to eat, when to eat, everything developed by Dr. Simeon's over 10 years, so his stuff works and I go with it, you will get success. I've had success with, you know, 99.9% of people who followed this program. This is the greatest chance of really getting the results you want. I just got an email from one gentleman who wanted to lose 100 pounds. which is not an easy feat, and he just finished one 40-day protocol and lost over 45 pounds and 35 inches. So he, you know, he'll do it a second time and eventually we'll get to the goal. This is a way you will get to your goal if you stick with it. Let me just tell you where you can go to get more information about all this. If you are listening from Australia and New Zealand, then the website to go to is hcgaustralia.com, and there will be information about the homeopathic HCG. If you are here in the United States or any other place, then I recommend you go to my website called whatwomenmustknow.com. Go to the articles page, and there are two articles I wrote there. One is called A Solution to the Obesity Epidemic, and the other one is called What's Up with Weight Gain. This is the research, the solution to the obesity epidemic is a very in-depth article I've had published in an international magazine. So that's a great article that will give you the whole story of what's going on. If you are interested in learning more about the HCG program and the specific program I've developed called the Ultimate Fat Loss and Resculpting Program, a very in-depth program with guidance and personal assistance by me to help you with the program, and also in the format of teleclasses, then you need to go to whatwomenmustknow.com, or you can email me at drselman@whatwomenmustknow.com. That's drselman@whatwomenmustknow.com, and I will send you further information. The HCG program is not advertised on my website. You need to contact me directly. But the first thing I'd like you to do is to read my article that's for free on the website, The Solution to the Obesity Epidemic, also What's Up with Weight Gain. And you can also go to hcgaustralia.com if you're down under anywhere and want to know more about the programs. And this is all based on the use of homeopathic HCG, which means it is 8 drops 3 times a day orally, just right into your mouth, as opposed to injections, which can cost you thousands of dollars. So this is inexpensive. It works. It is safe. It will be the answer to your prayers as it was the answer to my prayer. So that's why I'm excited about it. That's why I'm talking about it. And that's why I, you know, get up every morning, because we know we have a problem, but we are really looking for solutions. And this is the only truth that I've come across. And obviously, it's not something that you can abandonment and continue your own evil ways unless you change your diet, change your lifestyle, change your attitudes. You can't maintain any weight loss program, but this gives you the heads up, the head start, because you lose your cravings, you improve your moods, you have the energy, and you learn all the things you need to learn to have a healthy diet along the way, which is part of the program that I've put together. So your success really is guaranteed if you just give it a go. Well, okay, I guess I've come to the end of another program. Thank you for listening. I want to remind everyone to go and have a visit on my website, whatwomenmustknow.com. Also, please tune in to the Women's Healing Circle and have a chance to listen to all the archives of both shows. I have leading health experts and writers and forward-thinking people that are all here to help empower you to make the most informed choices possible regarding your health. So I just want to thank all of you for listening today, and remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.